making it for the average Joe to be able to invest in multifamily and get access to the generational wealth that provides. That is wonderful. So tell us a little bit about specifically what you do in the rent-to-own space. Welcome to Concreteville Crypto Financing, where we explore the intersection of real estate and crypto financing. We invite leaders, experts, and both real estate and crypto investors on our show to gain knowledge into the revolutionary new field of tokenized real estate. First, here's a word from our sponsor. Real estate investing is expensive, complicated, and out of reach for many. Until now, Concreteville, CBLD, is changing the game with tokenized real estate. For as little as a few dollars, you can own a stake in commercial property powered by blockchain technology. Fractional ownership, secure transactions, real impact. Skip the red tape and invest in real estate like never before. Invest today at concreteville.org. Concreteville, tokenizing properties, tokenizing wealth. And now to introduce my guest tonight. My guest tonight is James Brown, and he's an expert voice in the field of real estate investing. James from Accelerated Capital specializes in rent to own, co-living, and multifamily living. And we are delighted to have him here tonight. Please join me in welcoming James. How are you doing tonight, James?
Awesome. I'm drinking coffee at 4:30 p.m. my time.
Wonderful. That's always a good day, right? So I love to ask all of my guests this question. What do you see as the future of real estate, and how does crypto play a part in that future?
Yet to be told, but I mean, crypto and blockchain are two different concepts, and how those are going to relate to real estate. Everything's going to change. I mean, I can see, I don't know a lot about it. I did take a class for realtors on crypto that my former managing broker taught. And so I've kind of got an idea of where it's heading. Definitely title work. That is going to be awesome. You know, you got to rerun title all the time. If it's just there
on the blockchain,
or it's going to take time to catch up and get everything once all that, those systems are built out, that's going to be awesome. Transferring money is going to change, and then just being able to invest using crypto. I need to learn more about what you're doing with Concreteville, but it sounds like maybe fractionalized investing, rent-to-own investing. We usually just have one investor per property. It's no different than going and buying a regular rental. You have to have 20-25% of the purchase price to put down and be able to go get a loan. That's a heavy lift for most people to be able to do that. And that's why we've kind of pivoted into or added on syndications in multifamily, where you $50,000 is usually like the minimum.
Right.
But you don't have to go get a loan. You just put your $50,000 in and you're a passive investor. You don't have to worry about the headaches.
Yes.
But still, 50 is a lot for a lot of people. So this is opening it up and
exactly
the word
democratizes it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
It's making it for the average Joe to be able to invest in multifamily and get access to the generational wealth that provides. That is wonderful. So tell us a little bit about specifically what you do in the rent-to-own space.
Yeah, we basically find people that can't get a loan from a bank, want to buy, and they're close, you know, but there's something holding them back. So it's usually somebody that is self-employed, like as investors, real estate agents, we're all self-employed. And even though we're in the business, usually you need 2 years, good income, tax returns, all that. That's an ideal situation if somebody just needs time. You know, they might have some debts and who knows. There's so many reasons why you don't check all the boxes with the bank, you know.
Right.
So if they fit our program, we'll let them pick out a house and we'll go buy it for them. And then let them do whatever they need to do to be able to get a loan from the bank eventually, and then they own it.
So obviously this is for residential. How do you see this playing out for multifamily? So like having individuals do rent to own specifically for apartments. or condos?
Yeah, we just mainly stay in single family with rent to own.
Well, the reason I ask is because that's really where we want to take CBLD in the future, is to really allow it to where, because rent to own, you're still dealing with, hundreds of thousands of dollars in your total mortgage, right? So they have to build up enough of a down payment for that type of big enough mortgage. Whereas apartments are much smaller mortgages. So it democratizes again the availability of having ownership in something if you're not able to have the home ownership. You still are able to do apartment ownership or condo. So that's really the vision that we want to see CBLD go. And it's going to be its own ecosystem. So we're going to own the properties, our investors are going to own the properties, but then also rent it out to individuals that want to do rent to own, and they would be in turn using the CBLD coin to do so.
Yeah.
So how many multifamily units do you currently have, or multifamily apartments?
Yeah, so this is kind of a newer thing in the last
Okay.
2 years for us. And so we've raised for a 200 unit townhome complex in Kansas City and then a 220 unit condo complex in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Okay,
And
wonderful.
right now we're looking at a build to rent community where they're mostly, one level duplexes. There's different configurations, so like 60 different units basically.
Got it.
That's in San Antonio. So
That's wonderful. That's great. Well, tokenization is great for that because it offers liquidity as well. So they can share their tokens back and forth with each other.
yeah, that's interesting. I
Yes,
have so much to learn from you.
it is. It's the wave of
It
the future. The future is here.
is, yeah, just getting things and regulations and getting all that sorted. It's
Right.
time, but it's coming. I
It's
mean, yeah, it's
here.
here,
So
right?
tell our viewers how they can find you if they want to, say, be part of your syndicate or learn more about your company.
Oh, so Linktree/partner with James Brown. I have way too many links on there, but for different reasons. But yeah, place to
That's the
find me.
best way to get in touch with you.
Yeah,
Wonderful.
I'm on all over social media and stuff too.
Well, I'm going to do a nice little summary and tie this conversation up with a bow. Basically, what our viewers learned today is just the importance of learning more about the future of crypto, but also getting involved really in the syndication. And there's lots of different ways to get into home ownership, whether it's rent to own, whether it's syndication, if you want to become an investor, or if you want to become an investor in a tokenized property. There's different ways of doing that. Obviously, with CBLD, we offer that as an option. Thank you again, James. Concrete Build, tokenizing properties, tokenizing.